Tech of Sports, episode 102, NASCAR Camping World Truck Series driver Ray Black Jr. This week on the Tech of Sports, lucky to have Ray Black Jr. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS, Android, and Windows. And don't forget Stitcher Radio and an app for all your devices. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. The Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. You can join us every Wednesday for the show. It gets released on Thursday, and there's also show notes and all the information at netcaststudio.com. Podcast Place, interested in keeping up with podcasting news? Check out the daily coverage at podcast.place as your primary information source. And also brought to you by Igloo Radio. Igloo Radio's happy to house the Tech of Sports. Listen to Igloo Radio anytime to hear shows on demand or any you may have missed. In addition to the Tech of Sports, Igloo Radio offers other independent and local hometown programs from across the country that you won't find anywhere else. Igloo Radio is spelled I-G-L-U, and it's available for iPhones, iPads, and Android mobile devices. You'll find Igloo Radio at both the Apple and Google app stores. Igloo Radio, I-G-L-U Radio. Download it today. I'd like to welcome Ray Black Jr., NASCAR driver, driver of the 07 Scuba Life Chevrolet Silverado. He's coming off a fifth place finish at the race at Daytona, and it was great to talk with him. And he's going to talk a little bit about driving the truck and technology and his other interests, and just a real interesting interview with NASCAR driver Ray Black Jr. And we're with Ray Black Jr., driver of the 07 Scuba Life Chevrolet Silverado this week in Atlanta. And he's coming off a fifth place finish at Daytona last week. And Ray, thanks for joining us this week. Great finish there at Daytona for you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. It was a great finish for us. Ran in the top 10 most of the race and was able to pull a top 5 out of there with crazy finishes and all that good stuff. So, yeah, good week for us.
Yeah, good effort. And you're a guy that didn't have a lot or didn't have much experience driving on a super speedway, right?
Well, yeah, that was my first ever super speedway race. And before that, the biggest race, Texas, the biggest track anyway. So, yeah, it was a lot to learn, just a few practice sessions we had, but probably did pretty good for it.
Now, you're an experienced racer at a lot of different levels, driving different types of cars. Now, driving in the Camping World Truck Series, this is a big step and a big responsibility for you.
Oh, yeah. It's totally different than anything I've ever done in my career of racing. And I've only done ever late models. So I've never done any K&N series races or anything similar to the truck. So, but yeah, it was a huge jump for me. But I think, the team and I, we took it very well. I learned a lot the first few races and had trial and error. I definitely like the big track, though. They really suit me pretty good. So far, we're doing really well with what we got.
I think so, and we're with Ray Black Jr., driver of the Scuba Life Chevrolet Silverado truck. Ray, is there any drivers or any people that have kind of taken you under their wing and kind of helping you get around the series and the super speedways, giving you some advice?
I've kind of met with some younger drivers, that haven't been in the series that long. They've kind of gotten to me a little bit, but I haven't actually had a one-on-one talk with a pretty experienced driver. I go up and ask like Tim Peter a few questions here and there. Matt Crafton's pretty helpful in the rookie meeting. Some drivers like that, they'll give you some advice here and there, but I usually kind of stick to myself and, that's always what I've always been able to do and it worked out for me. So I'm sure if I ever need something, they're always there for me.
And you're going to race the full series here for Team Scuba Racing. Talk about the technology driving a truck and how different it is from driving a car.
Oh yeah. I mean, those trucks are just basic, it's just, you got to feel everything out, and it's really tough to let them know, because everybody has their different ways of doing things, and if you're not telling them what the exact thing that's happening, maybe they'll interpret it differently. So you got to be on your game with it. You got to be able to bond with your crew chief, and then, so it's a tough one, and the cars are tough too, so it's not easy trying to get the same result out of it, I guess. Totally different, so it's a fun learning curve, though, I'll tell you that.
How involved are you in, and how much knowledge do you have about the setup of the truck before qualifying and before a race? Are you involved in any on that, or you let the crew handle all that, and you're just sitting behind the wheel?
I like to, I like to know a little bit here and there. I definitely want your shop. I usually I don't really help out, but whenever they need something, I'll help them out with it. Tinkering with something here and there, but I usually let them handle it all. I'm so busy during the day, not much time for me to get over there and look under the hood with them, but it's cool to know just a little bit here and there what they've got going on, and they're kind of telling me the difference is going to be from the last time I went out, and they'll keep me updated, but usually I just let them handle the hard work.
Now, driving in a major series, you're talking with me. I'm sure you talk with other media. There's more responsibility when it comes for sponsors and media as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of, I mean, once you're up in this level, you know, eyes are on you. You know, everybody's judging everything you do, and they're looking closely at all the things that you say. And it's definitely hard, you know, trying to keep up with a lot of good stuff. And you have social media, and definitely got to start controlling what you do in life, what you let people see, and you know, you got to be definitely a little bit more observant, but, you know, I've never done anything that too wild at it, so it's not too hard for me. I got a little experience with it, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, and I'll tell listeners they can follow the exploits of you and the 07 Scuba Life Chevrolet Silverado on Facebook at Team Scuba Racing and Twitter is at Scuba Racing. And then you're also on Instagram, RayBlackJR07. And all the information is available at TeamScuba.com. And a lot of drivers, Ray, they don't have any connection with their major sponsors. You're the exact opposite. You come from a diving and scuba-oriented family, and Team Scuba is your sponsor. Talk about your other interests and talk about diving.
Yes, definitely. Diving has been a huge part of my life, you know, since I was 12 years old. And, you know, Scuba Life's a pretty good business that we're trying to get up and running right now. It's at a baby stages, but, you know, that's what we're trying to do in the sport is get it bigger. And it's a community for scuba divers, you know, that want to travel around, and for active tourists that like to know about scuba diving. You know, it's a good website for them to learn about and, learn with a site so that you can go diving and things like that. And then, you know, I also own a diving business that does offshore work, you know, salvage and bridge inspection. So it's pretty huge in my life. And I'm kind of, you know, I'm a scuba instructor and a supervisor for commercial diving. So I'm definitely involved in every aspect of the whole scuba industry and the commercial side of it.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool.
Yep, scuba, a very popular sport. NASCAR, a very popular sport. People can participate in scuba and diving. Not everybody can drive a NASCAR truck or car, so you're doing something pretty unique there. Tell me about what your future goals are. You're pretty young. What are you looking at down the road?
Well, definitely want to move up, you know, to the Xfinity Series there, and that's one of my major goals at this point, and I think we're on our way to doing that soon. So once we get in that series, that's going to be really good for us. Good exposure for our sponsors. And then, you know, anything past that would be just bonus for us. You know, I've always just wanted to be in NASCAR and race with those guys and go to the fast track. And so far I'm doing it. So I'm not too greedy on what I want. So anything that comes my way, I'm more than happy to take it with stride.
Sure. One step at a time. And a rookie of the year honor in the truck series wouldn't be too bad, would it?
Yes, it would be amazing to have that. There's a lot of competition at this point, so if we can get that, man, it'd be something else. It'd be a huge, huge honor. But it's not going to be easy, you know. At the X Zone, he's really good. He's got some good equipment behind him, so you know, maybe some luck will play in our way. But we'll see here in a couple races how that's going.
Yep, a fifth place finish at Daytona sure helped. Some top five finishes really help, and I predict you're going to see victory lane at some point this season. So I think things are moving. Once you get momentum going, there's no stopping you.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to get a win this year. Definitely possible. You know, with definitely got a lot of momentum coming from Daytona, and you know, we were talking to some other people about sponsors, and maybe we can get a better engine program rolling. So I think we'll have a good season in front of us, and as long as we can keep our head down and keep digging, we'll be all right.
I think so too, and we're wrapping up with Ray Black Jr., driver of on the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. And Ray, this show is called The Tech of Sports. We talk about sports and technology. What's the one gadget or piece of technology that's your favorite that you can't live without?
That's a good one. You know, definitely my dive computers. You know, I dive a pretty good amount, so they always help me out. But I'd have to say, for everyday use, I like my PS4. You know, that thing does everything. I can watch movies on it, watch TV, and play my games and watch movies. It's awesome. So that's a pretty cool one to have.
That is a device and a gadget that can do a lot of things. So we appreciate Ray Black Jr. for coming on the show. And you've been listening to The Tech of Sports this week, a Netcast Studio production.